Sigmund Freud is reputed to have said, "Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, and not an expression of psychosexual angst." Pop culture isn't so lucky, especially in the age where neurotic geekery is only a mouse click away. Box office juggernaut The Dark Knight is no exception. I'm the only person on Earth who seems to be seriously underwhelmed by Christopher Nolan's latest entry in the Batman franchise. It will, deservedly, hoover up every technical gong on offer. And while Heath Ledger's flesh-crawling performance as a Joker has been getting the lion's share of critical attention, there's nobody in the cast I'd finger as being outright bad. Novelist Andrew Klavan, however, unintentionally put his finger on what I find so disturbing about this film in a rather moist Wall Street Journal op-ed headlined, "What Bush and Batman Have in Common." A small taste should give the flavour of the whole. Like a W, Batman understands that there is no moral equivalence between a free society in which people sometimes make the wrong choices and a criminal sect bent on destruction. The former must be cherished, even in its moments of folly. The latter must be hounded to the gates of hell. A very good English teacher warned me that a clever subtext isn't worth jack if the text just doesn't support it. If you want to read The Dark Knight as a down-low Valentine to W, then you've certainly got enough extraordinary rendition, coercive information gathering techniques, or torture for those of us who don't speak euphemism, and the mother of all illegal wiretaps to make Jack Bauer or Dick Cheney pee their pants with glee. But it's hard to miss the screamingly obvious text that the Klavan glosses over. None of it works. The heroic Batman might well torture the Joker, but it doesn't stop him destroying a conveniently evacuated hospital or triggering an unwitting human bomb in the cells of a police station. The Joker murders the love of a Batman's life, and for a city of 30 million, there's remarkably few civilians around while the Dark Knight and the Agent of Chaos work through their psychodrama. I find it rather ironic that the same Andrew Klavan wrote a critique of another comic book movie, Sin City, where he says, "The translation of daydreams into art, even violent, sexy pop art, requires at least some minimal interaction between the raw material and a compassionate conception of the terror and dignity of being human." I guess in Klavan's idea of quote-unquote real moral complexity, all violent, lawless vigilantes most certainly are not created equal.